BBC Caribbean Report.
Nevis Premier Vance Amory sworn in for a third term. He says it was the economy which swung the day. The Jamaican government inquiry into this summer's civil unrest has begun. And Trinidad and Tobago sprinter Atto Bolden is given a clean bill of health by his national association. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Nevis Premier Vance Amory was today officially sworn into office for a third term following Friday's landslide victory at the island's general election. The Concerned Citizens Movement took four out of the five seats in the Nevis Island Assembly after campaigning on what it called its record of achievement, including the introduction of a number of infrastructural projects. Earlier today, Mr. Amory pointed out that the main campaign issue, the economy, proved to be the winning ticket. I asked him whether he considered a 65% turnout an indication of voter apathy.
I don't think so. I think the campaign was very animated. The people were rallying at the meetings. But one has to look at the voters list in terms of the total registered persons in the context of people who actually live here. And there's no way of having a clear picture on that. And I say that in the context of persons who are deceased who are on the list, people who live in all of the other countries of the world, the US, UK, and so on. So